Okay, first of all, I have to say, I normally work with a handheld mic, like where I can move around. So I'm having a little bit of a problem because I'm not really a lecturer. This feels like, okay, now let me tell you something about something. So just bear with me if I'm like, if I look like I'm like, because I'm going to be doing that. So we're going to start with a fun thing. It's already going to begin because I'm like wanting to reach for my, oh, okay, let's do it. Okay, first of all, make sure that you all are in pairs. We're going to be doing some partner work. So before we get into that, if you could just find your partner. And I know you want to do a threesome. Don't do it. I know how you girls are. You're like, oh, that's all three. I don't want to leave you out. Nope, find a partner, okay? Find a partner. I promise you, you're going to like it. Okay, now I'm going to go to the first thing. I don't mind to get in. I don't mind it getting rowdy. Oh, that's a little bit hard to read, I just noticed. But so you're not going to be working with your partner yet. First, as in my introduction, I have led programs for thousands of youth all over the United States and in Africa. I don't know, do you know how many of you are in this room right now? A couple hundred, maybe? Yeah, you want to count off? No. but what we do know is everywhere we go, we make up stuff about people. Do you do that? You make up stuff about people. You make up stuff about when you hear the word respect, maybe people are like, ooh, respect, that's serious. Or they see me and they're like, they just make stuff up. So I want to start with, if you could, if you're willing to shout out, which I think you are. You seem like shouter-outers. If you're willing to shout out, just some of the things, just raise your hand, stand up, and some of the things you make up about me, maybe you heard, you know, like I said in my intro, or you read the bio, or you heard the respect stuff, like, what have you made up? What are you like, Jessica is like this, and this session is going to be about this, or the Respect Institute is this. Who's willing to, okay, go.
Intelligent.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm intelligent. Okay, great. Yes.
Accomplished.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Empowered.
Empowered. Oh, you guys are good. Yes. What else? They don't have to all be positive. You can make up some other stuff about me. Yes.
Kind of older and in a red suit.
Kind of older and in a red suit? Okay. What else? So you're making up about me or this session, maybe what you thought this session would be like. Yeah.
Outgoing.
I'm outgoing. Yeah, that's... Yeah... I'm actually pretty, it's funny, I'm actually a pretty much an introvert, which is weird, but I spend a lot of time by myself. Anyone else about, oh yeah.
Inspirational.
Inspirational, all right, yes.
Reserved.
Reserved, yes. Okay, so what about this session? Like you heard the name, the title, what was it again? Your Guide to Getting Respect and Handling Tough Relationships. What did you make up about that? Yeah.
Intellectual.
That it was going to be intellectual? I was going to give you like tips and tools and yeah. Okay. What?
It was gonna be boring.
Boring. Yes. Thank you. Finally, we got a boring. Yes. Go ahead.
Fierce.
Okay.
Cliche.
I what?
Cliche.
Cliche. Yes. Thank you. Amen. Yes. Go ahead. Preachy. I know that. Okay. This is a perfect, right? And now it's time for respect. First of all, you know, I'm already doing it in this. Yes. Okay. Yes. How to deal with pressure. Okay, good. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to do any of this, just so you know. So this is great. This is good stuff to make up about talking about respect, though. Yeah.
Long.
Oh, it's only 50 minutes, and we're already like 10 minutes in. So you got like 40 minutes left. Good. Couple more.
Nearly
irrelevant. Okay, we have to end on that one, because that one's perfect. That was perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So why do I bother doing this? Why do I bother doing this? First of all, because we do this, right? We hear things, we see things, and we just make stuff up about it, and we're sure. But what you might not notice is that you actually, once you make up something about something, you then look for it and find it. Like if you decided I was old or irrelevant or I can't think of all the other boring, this was going to be boring, or I was going to be fierce, you'd actually be looking for evidence of that the whole time. So my request is whatever you made up about me, unless it's good, whatever you made up about this session, unless it's good, just kind of set it aside and be willing to dive into this, be willing to participate, be willing to work with your partner. I'm not going to be up here talking the whole time. Yay. You're going to be working with your partner a lot. So are you willing to do that? Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we're going to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit more and then you're going to get to talk. So I just want to tell you a little bit about my story, because my bio or my resume, that's not all of who I am, right? This person, there's a lot that happens here. So I want to tell you a little bit more about it. This is my family. You can see it a little bit. Those are my parents up in the corner. And then that's me and my sister. I'm the one with the big mouth open, if you can tell. I started early. And then me with my kitty. And then that's me, a picture of me in Africa. And I share this picture because, these pictures actually, because they also, you might be making some stuff up about that, right? Or that this educated, accomplished woman is in front of you and so she had it really easy. Or so let me just tell you. How many of you, by the way, are like juniors or seniors in high school? Right? Oh my gosh. How many just juniors? Oh, my junior year, girls. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let me just tell you about my junior year. It was not fun. So in my house was actually, I grew up in a house impacted very heavily by both alcohol abuse and mental illness. Both of my parents suffer from different forms of mental illness. Both of them abused alcohol. That had a huge impact on my growing up. When I was 15, my junior year, 15, 16, my father tried to commit suicide it had been a couple times that he had tried, and he's still alive, he's good, he's well, but that particular incident when I was 15 really impacted me, because being 15 is hard enough. I don't know if you noticed that, being 16, being 15, it's hard enough. So to have that on top of it, it really just threw me for a loop. Like, my life was headed this way, and then all of a sudden it went this way. So what this way looked like was running away from home, getting pulled out of my honors English class. That was the funniest day ever, by the police, and getting arrested. the teacher was like, "Why are the police here?" I'm like, "Nah, they're here for me." yeah. Almost not graduating. I barely did it, but I almost didn't graduate. I was almost a teen mom. Fast forward, I did end up getting some help, which I highly recommend. Professional and, you know, good people in your life, get help. That's the one thing I can tell you. And I reversed that course. But I did, you know, have struggles for a long time. And so I just want you to know, I didn't just, you know, pop out like this, empowered and all those other great words that you. Okay, so here's what I learned from those experiences. My family and myself needed more respect inside and out. And not the kind of respect maybe that you've heard about, like respect me kind of respect, or that hierarchical kind of respect. Or I think to me a lot of times respect can be, the way we use it can be very domineering and can be very, you know, like, you need to have respect for your elders. Have you heard that before? Perhaps, maybe? And then you're like, how about you have respect for me, elder? You know, and it can be this battle, like, I'm not going to respect you until you respect me. And it just, it can be a very charged and heated word. So what I say, what we learned, what I took on was just respect is I matter. I matter. You matter. I'm going to treat myself like I matter. I'm going to treat you like you matter. And then kind of semi-cliche-ish, how we get there matters. So what we do, how we act, how we treat each other, it matters. It has an impact.
So the first thing we can do is
do something like this. I got to change the color of that font, apparently. One of the things that we do is create things called respect packs. They're just agreements, like how are we going to be today? And you guys are already doing an amazing job. I mean, your level of attention, your listening, your participation, thank you for it. So the way we think about it, how big group activities work best is if we do a couple things. Number one, what is said here, let it stay here. A lot of the kids I work with call it the Vegas rule. Yeah, I'm like, what do you know about Vegas? You're 12, you know. But they're like, oh, the Vegas rule. You know, what happens here stays here. I'm like, yeah. I ask for no crosstalk, which means, you know, side conversations or talking when I'm talking or talking when someone else is talking, maybe. And you guys are doing a great job with that. The other part of crosstalk is giving advice. You know how we love to help people and we give a lot of, you know what you need to do? This, when you're working with your partner, sometimes we just want to hear each other. Like, it's just an opportunity to share, just an opportunity to hear. So please, if you could not give advice or interrupt, and then nobody gets to be wrong, especially me. Like, if you're making me wrong right now, please stop. No. But whatever you're doing, whatever it is, it's good. It's okay. So does that work for you guys? Can we do those things? Yes? Is that okay? Cool.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking now. Yay.
Okay. So now you all have a partner, right? Not a threesome, a partner. Partner. Okay, I see some elbows. Good, good. All right, so this is what you're going to do with your partner. You're going to tell them your name, if they don't already know it, what town you live in or school you go to, and what are some ways you've seen young women be disrespected or disrespect themselves. And I'm going to give you a couple minutes to share, and then I'll yell out switch or make sure you switch so you make sure both partners go. Okay? Okay, find your partner. Go. By the way, seriously, I know this seems like a really simple thing, but the fact that I don't have to say multiple times, okay, 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 because do you ever have that when, you know, people just won't be, it's such a gift. I just really want you to take in. Your listening is a gift that you give people, so thank you. So can I have a couple people just share, like, some of the ways, again, just a shout out kind of ways you've seen people disrespect themselves or each other? Yeah. You spoke up. Great. Thank you. Yeah, and that does happen. It still happens to this day. Unfortunately, pay equality is still not, it's still not happening. So please keep advocating and take that as an example that you can advocate. Thank you. I saw another hand over there. Yeah. Hey, I have two ex-husbands, just so you know. So yeah. 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 So I got you. Yeah. We do crazy things for love, and it makes us do not so nice things, and it's like the one thing you should do is treat people that you love with respect and care, and it seems like the place where a lot of disrespect can happen in close relationships and especially love relationships. Just a note about both of my ex-husbands. They were both alcoholics and addicts. If you know anything about the disease of alcoholism and addiction, you tend to continue that cycle until you learn better. So I have learned better, and I am single, and I may stay that way for a while because I'm not too good in that arena right now. So thank you. Yes, love is a big way that we disrespect each other, unfortunately. Yes.
Girls dumbing
themselves down. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Yes. the hoey pictures. Yes. I have a 16-year-old cousin, and I'm like, the number of times I've told that girl, could you keep your tongue in your mouth when you take a picture? Is that possible? Can you do it, please? What are you doing? I know, it's right? I don't know. And there's something to it, right? There's something in us that wants to be pleasing, that wants to be liked, that wants to be attractive, and we do stuff, and it's great to notice it. And the other thing is, you know, to do the best job that we can to not judge it, to try to understand it, to try to have compassion. Like, that's someone that's trying to be liked and noticing that that's what's appreciated in the world. Our looks are appreciated in the world, and so we might move towards that sometimes, and again, that probably the previous comment about the dumbing down is that, you know, so who we can be is, no, being smart is appreciated in the world, being respected is appreciated in the world, being me is appreciated in the world. Okay, I'm going to take two more. Yeah. Prostitution, absolutely, a huge, and trafficking. We actually are doing a huge initiative in California right now about human trafficking, because a lot of times what are considered prostitutes are actually people who are trafficked and are doing that for, you know, survival, or they started as children. And can you really call, you know, a child prostitute? Can you say that a 12-year-old is prostituting herself? I don't think so. I think she's being abused. I think, you know, she's being sold. I think it's not, you know, maybe what we think it is always. Okay, one more. Yes. Yes. Oh, the gossip. Yes. Yes, we are. We love gossip, don't we? We love telling the stories. We're like, did you hear that? Oh my goodness, and the details, and the, it's why there's so many reality shows, because we want to see inside other people's worlds, and you know, if there's an accident on the freeway, we look, right? Like, you know, we love being in it, right? And it's again, it's a great way to just acknowledge it and maybe be aware of it, and as much as possible, try not to participate in it. I know it's hard. It's like a cookie dangling out there in front of you. I'm a cookie person, but it's like a cookie dangling out there in front of you. It's like, oh, I wanna engage in that. Thank you so much for all of those instances. And I know you're here, and did you guys hear the speakers this morning too? Yeah. Brené and Deepak, and oh my gosh, were those amazing? Those are the kind of examples that I know that you want to look for about how to be in this world. So what we came up with at the Respect Institute, again, I said I co-founded a nonprofit organization called the Respect Institute. My friend co-founded it with me. She is in Manhattan. I'm going to go see her after this. And we came up with what we think are things that just work, like things that you can practice. And they're things that are pretty simple. They're not rocket science. And there's 8 of them. And I would love if I could have 8 people just stand up, and I can count you off, and then you each can do one. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, stop. Okay. Oh my, there's too many. Okay, we're going to take 1 from over there, 2 from here. So if you could sit down on the end there, sorry, or either one of you, just, no, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. Somebody stand up. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you shared before, so if you would be willing, okay, one of you three sit down, and then, perfect. Look at, you guys are so great. Okay, you 8, you can start since you're close to the thing. Just pick one of those, say it, and what it means to you, and try to do it so that everyone can hear. Make sure you're clear. I love that. Thank you. And speak up about it, right? Yeah, thank you. Perfect. Okay, next. Trust your gut. Go with what you think is right. Perfect. Your first choice. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Don't second guess yourself, right? Yeah, thank you.
Tell your truth.
Yeah, so kind of 2 parts. Be yourself. Tell who you are, but also not lying. Thank you for both those. Yeah.
Follow your passions.
It's a personal favorite of mine, if you can tell. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, literally, it's my favorite one, because it's so important that what you like to do, you're going to be spending, you know, this life doing something or some things. So figure out what you like to do and do that, please. Okay, go ahead. You're here to be something. Thank you so much. That's a perfect way to describe that. Yes, ma'am.
Spread respect.
Yes. Yes. That they have value. Yeah. And be that, you know, we also, it's a little bit different for us too, because we say that means you have to go out there and make mistakes. Do you like making mistakes?
No.
Yes. No. What do we say? Mistakes, good or bad?
Good.
Thank you. Go out there and try things, take risks, make mistakes, learn, and bounce back from them. That's how you can spread respect. Like, I tried this, it didn't work out, and now I'm going to try again. Okay, go ahead. Yes, thank you. And as I told you, you know, the turnaround for me, so my life was going this way, and then suicide attempts and alcohol abuse and running away and all that kind of turned me this way. It was getting help that turned me back this way. So I highly recommend getting help. And there are lots of people, including people your age. You know, you don't have to always reach out to adults, including positive people your age that you can get help from. So thank you. And then last one. Yes, thank you. And you might not see the second part of that is listen, about be compassionate. It's listen. So I acknowledge you and appreciate you for the gift of your listening, because it is very compassionate to sit and let someone talk to you and tell you things and share with you. So thank you. You're going to do something else with your partner now. Yay. Yay, partners. And again, I'm sorry about the color. I'll work on it. Can you guys kind of read it, even though the color's goofy? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll make sure those are lighter next time. So basically, you're going to share with your partner what respect basic you're strong at. One of the things that we realize is sometimes, like if you got a report card and it said A-A-A-A-A-F, where's your attention going to go? F. You're like, oh my gosh, F. So sometimes we are so focused on what we're not good at or what we don't do well or what we need to work on. And I think that's all well and good. Like, okay, sure. But I'm much more excited about you doing more of what you're already good at or more of what you're passionate about or more of what you're already strong at. That's a great way to build your respect. It's like, you know, you don't have to be so focused on what you can't do or don't do or won't do and do more of what you can do. So you're going to share with your partner what respect basic you're strong at, and then also share with her how you practice it. Like, know you're valuable. If that's something you're strong at, share with her like how you actually do that. Oh, I make choices this way, or I write, you know, good messages to myself on my mirror. Or it's like, it's not just about, oh, I'm good at that. Like, how do you do it? Share with her how you do it, okay? So go. What are you strong at? How do you do it? I hope you got some good tips from your partner. Oh, you still want to tell her some more about things? And then, so this next part's kind of funny. Well, I have a weird sense of humor, so don't, you might have made up that it's going to actually be funny. It's not. So, after my friend and I started the Respect Institute and we were going around the country doing workshops and teaching people about respect, we were in a hallway and this guy walked up to us. He was actually with the American Philharmonic or something. I don't even know. But he walked up to us. He's like, do you know what the root meaning of the word respect means, Mrs., you know, Ms. Respect Institute? And we were like, no. And he said, it means to look again. And right? Don't you love that? We were like, oh my gosh, thank you. It makes sense. Respect, you know, like spectacle, spectator, you know, to watch, to look at something, and then re, to do it again. That's your English lesson for the day. But we were so grateful to him for giving us that new piece of how we can show respect. So when you make up something about someone, you can look again. When you're judging yourself, you can look again. When you're locked in your perspective of things and you know you're right, you can look again. And that brings respect to the situation. So again, it's not about respect as listening to your elders or respect as following the rules. It's like, I'm gonna bring respect to the situation by letting go of maybe my, you know, first thought about this or my judgment about this, and I'm gonna look again. And a way that we practice that is by actually doing it. We the co-founder and I send each other emails on a regular basis when we're struggling with something. And it's like, today I'm struggling with this, and when I look again, this is what I see. And a respect basic I can practice is this. So that we're actually doing the work that we're talking about. So you're going to go one more time with your partner. And since this session was about relationships, I'm thinking you have one, right? You probably have a mom or a dad, that's a relationship. You might have a sister or brother, that's a relationship. You might have a boyfriend, that's a relationship. You're too young to have a boyfriend. No. So you might be struggling in the, or you might have a teacher that you have a relationship that you're struggling in. So I know we have struggles in relationships, right? So I want you to get with your partner, and the key is that middle part. Just one second before you start. Hold on. The key is the middle part. It's actually take a minute to look again. So here's this relationship I'm struggling with. And when I look again and check in, what do you see about how you are or aren't respecting yourself? Maybe you're not setting a boundary. Maybe you're not standing up for yourself and saying, I deserve to get paid the same amount. You know, and maybe that's part of the struggle. So share the relationship you're struggling with, what you see when you look again, and then maybe a respect basic you could practice. You know, I could set a boundary here. I could be more compassionate here. I could get help here. Okay, so partners, ready, set, go. Hi, come back. You're gonna get to talk to each other a couple more times, don't worry. It's actually the favorite, I think when they were talking about you know, these spaces. And, you know, I don't know if you know, people think teenagers are a little, like, out of control and rowdy. Did you know that? That we think, you know, we're a little bit worried that you're going to get out of control, or, you know, things are going to happen to you. We worry about you. And so whenever I do these kind of sessions, they're like, I'm like, oh, it's going to get loud. They're going to talk to each other, things. And people kind of, you know, it's like, ooh, it's a little scary for us sometimes, but I know you can do it. I know we can do it. Good job so far. Okay, so the next thing, which is super fun for me, is a little thing I like to call space. Part of why we do a lot of partner sharing and, you know, in smaller cases, I do more call outs and, you know, because it's sometimes hard when you're in such a big space to listen to someone talking all the way across the room without a microphone. So we try to do that a little bit in bigger spaces. But one of the things about space is, you know, you probably spend a lot of your life, you know, in school, you're listening and taking in information, right? And people are talking to you. And at this place, you're taking in information and listening to all these amazing speakers and going to these sessions. And it's a lot of in, right? Like, there's a lot of this, like, you're listening and then you're following the rules and you're paying attention and you're not talking when I'm talking. And it's a lot of this way. And so I like to provide opportunities for you to do this, have a little bit come out and give some space. Another thing that gives space is something as simple as just taking a deep breath. Like when you're freaking out or about to react or, you know, about to tell someone something, just take a breath first. Can we practice that together? Will you do that with me? Can you take a breath with me? Right? Like sometimes you just need to breathe a little bit. And then the other part of providing space and the this part, like the outward, and maybe you've already done it in some of the activities. I've given you a little extra time, so you might have already just started talking about other stuff. But I want to give you a minute just to get back with your partner, but just to vent a little bit. So I know we like that, right? Don't we? So just an opportunity. Wait, I'm going to give you a little bit of instruction about it. So you're going to tell your partner, and partner, do your best to just listen so that she can just vent. And it's going to be about, you know, whatever you need to say. It could be, oh my gosh, I really love that other speaker. This one, not so much. You know, I really, like, whatever you need to get out, because, you know, you still have several more hours of this day. You've got some more that's going to be coming in. So, like, I just want to give you an opportunity to tell your partner whatever you need to get out. I'm hungry. I'm tired. You know, like, whatever it is, tell your partner. She will listen, and then we'll switch, okay? So just tell her. Pick one. Go. Vent. Okay, you have to come back now. No more venting. Come back. Come back. Come back. Don't make me regret giving you a venting opportunity. Put the lid back on it. Put the lid on the vent. Good job. That was a good one. You were like, I can't stop talking. I can't. Okay, only a couple more minutes. So I had a perfect example of like what it, you know, sometimes, so it's, is it, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Carissa? No.
Cynthia. I knew it started with a C. I'm sorry. Cynthia. So during the venting space, she ran up here because she left her phone up here and she was dying without her phone, right? You're just like, you die without your phone. And so that was what she needed. So it's a perfect example. Like, do what you need to do. That's what I say today. Okay, so here's what I want you to remember. I matter, you matter, how we get there matters. How you can know that you matter is practicing self-care, is what we call it, self-respect, self-care. Making sure you get what you need. If you need to vent, like if there was something that you needed to say, there's something you need to do, do it and find someone that can help you. And, you know, the thing about getting help is sometimes when we ask someone for help, they say this little word called no or I can't. So keep asking. If you need help, keep asking for it. You matter. And how you can practice that is looking again. You know, when you make judgments or think something about someone, try looking again. And then how we get there matters. You can set boundaries. You can make agreements. You can, you know, have your behavior matter and just be aware of it. And then last but not least, I want you to do one more thing with your partner. And it's a real quick thing, and then we're going to close out. And I just want you to tell your partner what I respect about you is. So could you tell your partner what you respect about her since you've had so much time with her this hour?
Hello? Hello?
One more minute. I mean, not one more minute to share. Sorry. Hi. Come back. Hi. Come back. Come back. Come back. Hello? Sorry. Remember the part where I said you guys are really good listeners? Thank you. Can I have a couple people who are willing to share what they respect about each other? Have a couple partners be willing to share? Okay, one here. Stand up. You guys stand up. You guys stand up. How about this side of the room? Okay, you two over there, stand up. Okay, now we're going to listen. Partners, your partners, both of the partners need to stand up. You're in this together. Okay, oh, we're going to start over here. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Jordan. Good job. And how about you? And Jessica's positive. Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Go. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. You two, it was them two. I apologize because we don't have time. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Love it. She just walks around. I am leader. Follow me. Thank you. Go ahead.
You have the cheering team.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness. What don't you do, Nicole? Yay, smiles. Thank you both. Okay, last ones. Yay, when I grow up, I want to be Hope, too. Yay. Thank you all so much.